Today is April 29th, 2024. I have 9:01 a.m. call to order the Taney County Commission meeting. Are there any commission remarks? I will state that we have an airport board appointment that we need to make, so we will accept any applications for the rest of this week. We do have some on hand, but we will do our best to make an appointment on May 6th if we can get once we get those applicants reviewed. Are there any other commission remarks? Hearing none, our first order of business, we have approval of accounts payable.
I move to approve checks number 475714 through checks number 475786. No warrants. 6 journal entries or transfers.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
You got the lid, man. Couldn't remember where I put it.
So small, you can see it.
Our next order of business is approval of previous meeting minutes. We have regular session minutes for April 22nd, 2024, April 24th, 2024, and executive session minutes for April 22nd, 2024. Does anyone see any corrections that need to be made or questions on the minutes?
Was the on the time on April 24th, is that correct?
On April 24th, when we called to order?
Yep.
Yes, that is correct.
Okay, yeah. I think it was 309, not 308, that's what I was asking.
Yeah, 308 is what I called it to.
Okay.
Yeah. I move approved regular session minutes for April 22nd and April 24th of 2024.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Move to approve executive session minutes for April 22nd, 2024. Did you say regular session on both of those?
She did say regular session on both of those, yeah. So we should have executive for April 22nd, 2024.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Next, we have approval, service, and maintenance agreement, file number 24-055-CC. We do have a letter from our attorney, Mr. Elliott, dated April 23rd, 2024, approving the agreement as the form.
This is the same agreement that we've had. We've had this company service them the equipment for a number of years, so I don't. It's quoting the cost at 0.008 on black and white, cost per page. And they supply the toner and the ink. Any questions?
Yeah, I don't have any.
I move to approve the service and maintenance agreement between Summer One and Taney County.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Our Our next order of business, we have the Assessment Maintenance Plan Agreement 2024 to 2025, file number 24-012, AS for Assessor. With us this morning, we have our Taney County Assessor, Ms. Susan Chapman, along with our Taney County Auditor, Mr. David Clark. Good morning, all.
Good morning.
From our previous meeting, we had went over the requested numbers that you had presented, and we were needing those corrected to match what was presented as far as a request to the Taney County Auditor. Has that correction been made?
Yes.
Okay, we do not have that corrected one in front of us.
I gave in this one. Can you see it?
That's the one I sent down to your office.
This is all corrected. This is supposed to be what it was.
So that was what was approved in 2023.
And
this was the request for 2024.
Correct.
That doesn't match after my conversation with the auditor.
But when I put my request in, the auditor changes my numbers. Because on the state reimbursement, do you see the 162,327?
Yes.
Okay, so I give him the correct numbers. Because 49,190 down here, the parcel count, that's the official parcel count from the state, and I just multiply it by what they're going to pay us, $3.30. That's why you have that number. I wouldn't have just rounded, because why would I ask for more than I'm going to actually get? And so when I put those on my requests, on the budget, that's what I put it on. But we put them on these Excel spreadsheets. He gets a copy of that, and he's able to change these things. Why, I don't know, but this is what I put in.
Okay. I would ask Auditor Clark, could you please bring clarification on this?
Per statute, the department's required to turn in a requested budget by September 1st September 1st. And what was presented to my office was the exact numbers that is in the budget book, as well as the amounts that I have brought attention to the assessor. And these are numbers exactly to what was presented and requested by the assessor. Here's the documents for your review. And this was presented and was put in the budget book. This is going to be the approved numbers. And within that is the requested, and these are the requested numbers, and they're exactly the same.
Oops. You're giving me that one.
Requested. And approved, requested. So the requested numbers are exactly what was turned in to me, which is what is in the budget book, and the numbers that I am requesting to be.
What do I have?
Requested and approved.
Yeah, well, thank you.
And both numbers should be accurate. And this was sent to me in an email per the request. And every number is accurate, so that in referencing to this document that was presented to me for reviewing over, I'm showing that the requested 2024 numbers are actual numbers of approved, not the requested that was presented to my office. And I believe that the numbers that are put on this document should be consistent and accurate for the people, to show the numbers that were in the budget book and showing the people that we are consistent, and we should not be having any numbers different from what was put in the budget book and what was presented.
So for clarification, in the 2024 line in the preliminary budget summary that we have in front of us, the numbers that have been presented are the actual approved numbers, not the requested numbers that you have put in front of us.
Part of those are the approved 2024 numbers, not the requested.
Not the requested. And that's what the the conflict has been because this needs to state what the requested numbers were, not the approved budget numbers for 2024.
Correct. And the ones that is in question is going to be the state reimbursement. Is the actual number that was provided should actually be the requested amount of $163,000. The other category is going to be based on interest, which is going to be $2,000, not $4,500. And the prior year net cash available, the requested, since it was still in the unknown of how much was going to be in that fund at that time, the requested was put as $280,000, not the exact amount that was approved of $353,000. It should be $280,000. So the total should be $1,150,000.
Mrs.
You were given those totals, weren't you, from the auditor?
I was, and I discussed with Mr. Clark about this. This whole fuss about approved and requested. Requested is just an estimate. What numbers go in here are just supposed to be close. And as he said, on the 4,500 down there under other, I mean, I couldn't have known at the time what the interest was going to be. So I can request anything I want. The numbers on the left needed to be accurate. And so he went in and talked to the state about how they wanted to divide these to fit their categories, so he's got the approved. When I spoke to him last week, Mr. Clark, I said, you know, if you want to go ahead and divide these the same way on the requested to make them the same as they would be as 24 approved, because we already know those numbers. There's no reason to be arguing over what was an estimate or what's approved, because those numbers would just move over for the next year's maintenance plan. And so again,
but that will not give us an accurate document to back up what we have presented
right
to us
as
a request.
Where is the accuracy when I gave him the parcel count, and he knows the amount, and I give the amount, and you know that when I go to my budget meetings, I'm very upfront with you on what I'm getting back. I don't hide it so that I have extra money. So I was very clear on what that was. So I would have put the amount, and then if it gets rounded up, I don't do that. I try to be as accurate as possible for my budget because I know that we have to stick with it. And so for me to fudge numbers for the state reimbursement makes no sense. And so that's why it's 162,327. That's what I'm expecting.
But on the document that is the on the budget assessment, we have it at 163.
Well, as you might realize, when I fill out my forms in September,
the state reimbursement,
the numbers
right
get
here
changed. And so, you know, Mr. Clark has told me by statute he can go in and change things, my salary things, the things that I'm doing. And so what I request is not what's always comes to you guys in this page here. My first request to you guys on September 1st that he's pointing to is not what is reflected here. But I've gone along with it because, as you know, when we go to budget meetings, we discuss what's going to go in there, and I've not fought with you guys on these things. You know, I'm working within the budget that the commission's comfortable with. So, again, we're quibbling over something that, again, it's a requested number, it's an estimate. I'm saying that the 162,327 on the request is my number, and that I'd like to stick with it, because that's where I get that number, is from that 49,190 times the 330.
Mr. Clark, can you shed light on that, how that,
well,
why, or?
I just have something. I'm refresh my memory. The numbers weren't anywhere near to being accurate when we first started all this. Mm-hmm. Now they're pretty close.
Yeah.
So I guess I personally have a problem with a 163 versus a 162 and change. That doesn't bother me. I think what originally started all this was the numbers were completely different than what was requested, approved, or anything. And that was whenever the State Tax Commission, if I remember
well,
right.
Well, and that's the thing, because when I put the maintenance plan in, I actually send this to them, the one that
right.
you guys officially give me when you have approved.